This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Was last night Laylatul Qadr? To determine that, let's look at a few signs. But firstly, what is Laylatul Qadr? Our maker, he talks about Laylatul Qadr. He tells us that it is a night within the month of Ramadan, hidden within the last 10 nights of Ramadan, within Al-Ashrul Awakhir, the last 10 nights, and it is a night that is better than 1,000 months. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. It's better than 1,000 months. So subhanallah, if you coincide with that night, any good deed that you do, it's going to be multiplied across 1,000 months. A dua that you make, it is going to be answered inshallah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can read the Quran, you can seek the forgiveness of Allah, you can offer extra units of prayer, you can make a lot of dua. Once our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, she asks the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, what should, and the narration goes along the lines of these words, what should I make dua for, or what should I say in my dua, my supplication, if I coincide with Laylatul Qadr? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he teaches her this beautiful dua. Allahumma innaka afuvun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, Allahumma innaka afuv. Oh Allah, you are forgiving, the most forgiving. Tuhibbul afwa. And you love forgiveness, you love to forgive. Fa'afu anni. So pardon me, forgive me. Overlook my shortcomings. May Allah forgive us all. Now let's look at a few signs with regards to Laylatul Qadr. Now the most authentic sign that we have is with regards to the sun rising the following morning. The sun will rise the next morning dull and feeble. The rays of the sun, they're not going to be overpowering bright and harsh. But instead, the light is going to be feeble, a very weak sun. So scholars explain that, they put forth at least two reasons. One is that it would rise this way because Allah has decreed it as such. And there are others who explain that this is because of the multitudes of angels who will descend on that night. They will literally block out the sun. So there'll be so many angels that they will block out the rays of the sun so that it'll seem, the sun will seem to us as if being feeble and weak and not harsh and overpowering. So this is one very powerful sign. Along with that, sign number two, there is a possibility of rain. Now we do have a hadith that indicate this. For example, there is one particular hadith which is recorded in the book of Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, he mentions that he dreamt about Laylatul Qadr, and in that dream he makes sujood. And when he prostrated, he got up and on his forehead was wet with rain, water and mud. So from this hadith, we can deduce that there is a possibility of rain during Laylatul Qadr. Along with that, if you were to look at the moon during Laylatul Qadr, as per the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith is recorded in the book of Imam Muslim, rahimahullah, it would look like half a plate, shiqqu jafna, like half a plate, like a flat plate. Half of it looked like that, the moon. Along with that, we have at least one more sign. The night is going to be a very pleasant, peaceful and calm night. Why? Because our maker says this in the Noble Quran, Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. So as per that particular ayah, the ayah says it is going to be peace until the cracking of dawn, until the emergence of dawn. And there are also a hadith and interpretations of the scholars put forth that it is going to be a night pleasant. It's not going to be swelteringly hot, nor is it going to be freezing cold. The weather is going to be pleasant, very calm and pleasant. The night in its entirety is going to be peaceful, very tranquil. This is a very powerful sign with regards to Laylatul Qadr. So my dear brothers and sisters, look for these signs. And if you have attained Laylatul Qadr, may Allah bless you, may Allah accept it from you. And if we haven't already, we sincerely pray that Allah Azza wa Jal blesses each and every one of us with the opportunity to attain Laylatul Qadr, to attain the night of power, the night that is better than 1,000 months. Ameen, ameen, wa akhir da'wayan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.